Ben Harnwell. The National, so you got two parts of the UN. You got Geneva, which is the WHO and destroying our lives nonstop. And then you've got the Showtime place, which is the General Assembly in New York and the Security Council. What's going on at the Security Council, sir, that should interest us?
Well, it's a bit strange, Steve, because if you look at this from the globalist perspective, this whole warfare is fundamentally pitched in the West about the need to preserve the international rules-based order. Well, if you think of it this way, the Vatican of that international order is the United Nations. And they've been pretty silent, if you think about it, as an institution for the course of this last year. That now might be about to change, because what has happened during the course of this week, and I'm glad we have the opportunity now, which we didn't do a couple of days ago, to bring this to the attention of the war, because this is going to grow, and we're on it, we're following it, and it might change the dynamic. The Security Council, which is comprised of 15 members, five of which are permanent members, and 10 which are non-permanent members, Russia has proposed an investigation that the UN Security Council formalize an official investigation, independent investigation, into what? Into the sabotage of the Nord Stream pipelines. And for this resolution to pass, that is to say, for this inquiry to be constituted, it will require that no permanent member vetoes it, and a majority of 9. I'll give way for the advert, Steve, then I'll come back and explain exactly what this
will mean. Ben, people are questioning Seymour Hersh, right? Well, this thing, because it was kind of one source and it was unnamed, whether this is Russian disinformation or what happened in Nord Stream 2, etc. Is this whole effort there just the KGB, the Russians, trying to embarrass the United States by having the U.S. vote against having a full investigation? Is this just this kind of political game playing that they're doing and teeing up the kinetic part of the Third World War?
Well, that would certainly be true. I mean, the U.S. will certainly be humiliated and embarrassed if an independent UN Security Council investigation determines that the US itself was behind this. But it's more than that. Let's not forget that fundamentally, this US attack on the Nord Stream pipelines, it wasn't so much an attack against Russian interests, but against German interests, which provided the German economy with essential, cheap Russian energy. That is fundamentally the point here. That a NATO country, the United States, did a deliberate sabotaging of the vital national interests of a fellow NATO member in the midst of an opaquely defined war. That's why this is going to be so interesting. I'm going to close with this observation, Steve, because I know time is short. We've got to get to John Frederick's this point, right? What I would like to suggest, we spoke about the Seymour Hersh article a couple of weeks ago when it came out. Accusations have been made. They need to be tested whether they're true, whether they're not true. That's not what I'm going to do here on this show. What I am going to suggest, however, is that Joe Biden and Victoria Nuland need to be summoned to the US House of Representatives, and they need to be made to testify on this in such a way that if they lie, if a subsequent independent investigation determines that the US did in fact do this, and in fact, if the Hersh source goes on record, right, if Joe Biden is determined to have lied, that should be a further article in his impeachment proceedings, which we hopefully expect at some point over
you
the
don't
next
think,
couple of years.
You don't think this is, you don't, hang on, we only get a minute, but you don't think this is just unleashing the dogs of war, that, hey, they wanted to do it because they wanted to cut down Russia's ability to capture Germany and cut off their cash flow? Is that problem? Did we not do things like this in World War II?
In World War II, and I would suggest in every decade since. The point is, this is part of the reason why other countries, which might otherwise be disposed with goodwill to the war, towards the United States, now fear it. Other countries are being pushed into this Chinese-Russian axis because they fear the infiltration of a super dominant United States military industrial complex, the CIA, and all the subterfuge that it does. But they fear that within their own borders, and they see the pulling down of the United States as the only way of protecting themselves.
We know right now that, we know right now with that new axis, the Global South is coming on board. South Africa is doing naval exercises right now with the Chinese, the CCP and the KGB right now off of South Africa. Real quickly, how did they get to War Room Rome, sir?
At Harnwell, Steve, on Getter, at Harnwell, which is my surname.